Solving Your Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Ginger.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Nancy, and I'm a registered nurse that works with Dr. Stuart Yeager in removing the interferences to health. Dr. Yeager is a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care. By identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting people's health. For more information, you can visit our website at www.dryager.com. That is www.dryager.com. Our discussion today is on holistic healthcare and chronic fatigue. We're going to tell you how you can solve chronic fatigue without medications or drugs permanently.
Chronic fatigue and having low levels of energy is a major problem in our society today, and it's a symptom of many health problems. The problem is that the cause is often misdiagnosed or not found. Take, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome. In researching the traditional medical approach to chronic fatigue syndrome, I found the following information, and I quote, "Chronic fatigue syndrome is a clinical diagnosis. That is, there is no specific laboratory test that can diagnose it. The diagnosis is established through a doctor's clinical judgment. While treatments are available, none of them can cure the condition. The foundation of treatment is what doctors refer to as supportive care. Supportive care consists of good nutrition, hydration, and treatment of pain with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and most importantly, rest. So what does this tell you? It was not diagnosed, and that it is treated with drugs to suppress symptoms. The truth is that the cause of fatigue needs to be found. Once the cause is found, then the proper treatment can be made."
So we're going to talk today about holistic health care and the different causes of fatigue and how they can be cured. People can have low energy and exhausted for many reasons. That is why with holistic health care, we need to look at all of the interferences that are affecting the body and not allowing it to work like it should, causing the chronic fatigue.
Now, there are six different interferences that are affecting the body. The first is structure. Those are the injuries from being in a car accident, or skiing injuries, sports injuries, bending and lifting, poor posture, repetitive movements. These are structural problems. You know, if a person is in pain, that drains a person of their energy, and they become tired and fatigued. That is why it's important to make sure the structure is working properly. With the muscles and the alignment of the spine, the shoulders and the posture, having good posture is much more energy efficient, and correcting the posture can bring back a person's energy if that is the cause of the fatigue. Now, a person may have poor posture from one or more of the other six different interferences. Now, the second interference is electrical pollution or electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines in our neighborhoods, the wires in our homes and businesses, microwaves, computers, television, cell phones. Now, have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Pretty tired.
That's the effects of electrical pollution. I've had lots of patients who've experienced fatigue and exhaustion, and electrical pollution was a major factor. Now, these people work around or exposed to electrical wires around where they work or at home and are sensitive to the electrical pollution. I treated these people by giving these people multipolar magnets, and their energy dramatically increased. It was like a miracle. All they have to do is carry around this multipolar magnet, and it protects them from the electrical pollution. Now, a multipolar magnet is not a regular magnet. Other types of magnet do not have the same effect.
Traditional medicine does not even consider the effects of electrical pollution and the effects it is having on people. It's amazing what can happen when you find the cause of what is affecting a person's health and correct it.
Now, that is right. Now, the third interference is nutritional. This is the food you eat, how your body digests and assimilates the food, hormonal balance, infections like bacterial, viral, yeast, and parasite infections, the taking of supplements. Many people have poor diets and eat artificial foods, which are the processed foods with chemicals added, and do not eat the healthy foods that the body needs to function. It eventually catches up with you. That is one of the reasons why laboratory testing can be beneficial, to identify the nutritional interferences and functional status of what is happening in the body.
With laboratory testing, we can identify anemias that cause fatigue.
Now, finding anemias causing fatigue is just one factor. Laboratory testing can tell you so much more. Take, for example, vitamin B12 anemia. It comes from digestive problems. When a person's stomach is not producing enough stomach acid, eventually the cells of the stomach will atrophy and not secrete enough intrinsic factor, which is required to absorb the vitamin B12 and calcium. Without sufficient stomach acid, there will be lack of enzymes to digest the food in the small intestine. The amount of stomach acid being produced can be measured by the gastric stream test. The symptoms associated with low stomach acid and the lack of digestive enzymes include gas in the stomach and passing of gas, bloating, difficulty digesting proteins, and constipation, sometimes diarrhea. When this occurs, a person will often experience vitamin deficiencies, even though they may be eating good, nutritious food. Now, why would this occur? Because they are not digesting their food.
Doesn't the poor digestion of food lead to leaky gut or hyperpermeability?
Well, yes, it does. Hyperpermeability is when food is not digested fully. In other words, larger particles of partially digested food leak through the gut lining. These larger particles of partially digested food are now circulating in the blood. They are not able to be used because the food particles are too large for assimilation. They are actually foreign particles and are a major cause of food allergies and arthritis.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering for you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle, that is 801-943-3355. So, Dr. Yeager, when a person is not digesting their food like they should, the nutrients they eat are not being utilized, and they can become vitamin deficient. So proper digestion and eating good nutritious food is essential to a person's ability to have good energy and overcoming fatigue. Is that right?
You know, it's amazing that when people are eating the good nutritious foods and are able to digest and assimilate them, their energy increases. People who do not have the ability to digest the food have a big problem with energy. Now, that's just one of the areas of the nutrition. Another area of nutrition is hormonal imbalance, like adrenal fatigue. Now, I had a patient of mine who had severe adrenal fatigue, which means her adrenal gland was not putting out enough of the adrenal hormone. It was demonstrated on saliva laboratory testing. She was flatlined, and she was just exhausted, had high anxiety, but it was all because of the adrenal fatigue. Once we were able to provide the nutrition for her adrenal gland, her cortisol levels were able to come up, and her fatigue went away. She was a new person, had all kinds of energy that she hasn't had for a long time. Now, After we treat the, or look at the nutritional interference, there's another interference that we look at, and that is the interference of allergies. Now, there are different kinds of allergies. There's the food allergies, the environmental, and then there's the allergy to self. Well, in other words, you're allergic to yourself. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems, from fatigue, asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, tendinitis, so many other things. It's a great mimicker of many health conditions.
Don't allergies contribute to digestion problems?
Most importantly, yes, it does. Allergies affect the body in so many different ways. For those who have allergies like the autoimmune allergies and the food allergies, it can affect the digestive system. This affects the body's ability to digest food, which affects the ability to absorb the food. Leaky gut and hyperpermeability develop, all related to the allergies and the ability to digest food. So we become malnourished because of the improper digestion of food. Allergies is a part of the puzzle for this. This can be proven in a simple blood test. The proper digestion of food is so essential. When it does not occur, as a leaky gut, food allergies and arthritis develop. We discussed this in detail in one of our previous shows. Now, the reason I talk about allergies so much is because many people that I treated for allergies report to me that their energy levels improve when their allergies are removed. You know, I do a treatment called ASSERT, the Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique. It removes allergies by changing how the immune system responds to an allergy. What is the definition of an allergy? It's the immune system overreacting to something. And that's all controlled by the brain. Now, the change is a neurologic change when we use the ASSERT technique. It's not a chemical change, but a neurologic change. It's based upon acupuncture. And when done with a cold laser without needles, that changes the way the immune system reacts to food and the environment and to your own body tissues and fluids. The beauty of the treatment is that all three types of allergies, the environmental, food, and self, the autoimmune allergies, can be treated with this treatment. It takes one treatment to remove one allergy, not 5 years of shots. Each treatment takes about 20 minutes, and then you must wait 24 hours, and the allergy is permanently gone. And 99% of the cases that I've treated, it only takes the one treatment. People do not know what they do not know. Allergies can be treated successfully, and it does not take years of getting shots.
I was just talking to a couple this past weekend who had had some family come visit them, and the visitors were suffering terribly from their allergies. This couple realized that they were not suffering from the allergies that they used to have before being treated by you, Dr. Yeager, with the ASSERT treatment. They were so grateful.
No, that is the beauty of the ASSERT treatment. It works. It's fast. And it lasts. Now, the fifth interference is emotional stress. Anger, unforgiveness, fears, phobias, beliefs that are just not true. And people just do not let go of the past. You know, emotional stress drains a person of their energy and is a great contributor to fatigue. Just think about it. Do you feel energized or tired after being under stress for a period of time? Many stressors are subconscious, so that they are affecting us, and we just do not realize it. Take, for example, gluten intolerance. One symptom associated with gluten intolerance is fatigue. I also have found that there's a huge correlation with gluten intolerance and emotional stress. Many people become gluten intolerant from emotional stress. I have identified the emotion for many of these patients, and eating the gluten is no longer a problem once we release that emotion associated with their gluten intolerance. One young lady had a gluten intolerance because of her anxiety from school. She wanted to get into nursing school. Getting into nursing school is very competitive. She was getting good grades, but not good enough to get into nursing school. So she got emotionally caught up with anxiety. She's going to blow the test. She's not good enough to get into nursing school or smart enough. But by releasing her fear, she was able to eat wheat again without the stomach pain she was getting when she was eating gluten, she felt a lot better about herself.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving, who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. It's amazing how emotions that we hold in, the false beliefs and fears, unforgiveness, anger, can create so many health problems along with chronic fatigue.
Yes, it is amazing. That is why it is important to release these emotions. You know, emotional stress really can affect our health. You know, you hear about these kinds of things, but it's so true that they actually do affect how our body is functioning inside. Do we hold these things and we need to let them go and find ways to let them go and identify what are those emotions that are causing these things. We've been talking about the different interferences here. You know, we've talked about five of them. I'd like to tell you about the sixth interference, and that is toxins. That's the pesticides, the weed killers, and other chemical toxins. The food we eat can have pesticides from spraying crops so they can look nice on the grocery shelf. It is also heavy metals and the air pollution and cleaning chemicals and contaminated water. You know, toxins come from many sources that we just do not realize. Toxins can cause so much havoc in our bodies, which does not allow our bodies to function. Literally, we become sluggish. Arthritis, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, Parkinson's disease, and many chronic degenerative diseases have a toxin component. Just think about it. How do you feel when you're constipated? And then you have your bowels cleansed out. It finally comes out. You are releasing toxins that are building up, and you feel so much better with so much more energy when those toxins are released. There are several ways to detoxify depending on the system you want to detoxify. There is not one kind of detoxification that will clean all types of toxins. Now, a gallbladder detoxification cleans out the gallbladder, but not the colon. Heavy metals are cleansed out one way versus a liver cleanse is treated through another type of detoxification versus a colon detoxification. They're all different ways to detoxify. It depends on what system you need to cleanse. Now, it is these six different interferences that are playing havoc on our health. They create functional problems to our health that will eventually become pathological if not corrected. Now, a pathological problem is when it creates permanent damage or changes to our bodies, like when we see cancer. If we can get them soon enough, they can be corrected. People just do not know what they do not know. That is why we are here today to introduce to you the basic concept so that you can begin to understand what you can do to solve your health puzzle and prevent these things and correct the functional problems that are happening in your body. This is what causes chronic degenerative diseases. Left simmering, these interferences, they gradually destroy the tissues that are being affected. Things that you do not realize and can cause all kinds of symptoms. They are a great mimicker of many different health problems.
That would make sense. So why do people ignore their symptoms?
No, these symptoms are not disabling them right now, and they continue doing what they are doing. They can get by for now. They do not realize how serious these minor symptoms can become down the road. They do not know what they do not know. There are answers to many of these problems. Many people just do not know that there's an answer to their health problems. They don't have to have these chronic degenerative diseases. Now, if you clean up the dysfunction or interferences that are affecting how your body's working, then most of these dysfunctions, like fatigue, can be corrected. Not only just fatigue, but a lot of other conditions like stomach ulcers, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, colitis, arthritis, allergies, digestive problems, gastritis, inflammatory bowel disease, vitamin deficiencies, anemia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease. These cancers, these can be prevented or corrected if you catch them early enough. They are all reversed when you treat or are removing these different interferences.
As I consult with people on their diets, I find many people are feeling tired or fatigued, and they feel like they have to drink something to boost their energy so they can function for the whole day. People like Diet Coke or coffee or even these energy drinks with concentrated caffeine. What they don't realize is there's a rebound effect to these drinks. They may give them a boost of energy at first, and then they crash later. The effects of caffeine are not healthy to our bodies. Caffeine dehydrates you. As a nurse who used to work in a hospital, I would tell my patients who came to me postoperatively not to drink coffee or Coke, but to drink water or juice or even soda without caffeine. Even health clubs have come out with the information that you should not drink caffeinated drinks to work out because they dehydrate your body and you need to be well hydrated when working out. When I took one of my diet clients off of Diet Coke, she initially had headaches. But then she said with eating properly and exercising, she had more energy than when she drank Coke. Caffeine constricts your blood vessels, which causes your blood pressure to rise, and is a stimulant to your heart. I was listening to the doctor's TV program, and a lady called in and asked how to get more energy. And she was asked how many hours of sleep she was getting at night, and she wasn't getting enough. And the answer the doctors gave her to increase her energy was to get more sleep. Sometimes we want energy in a bottle or a pill when we should just support our body with good food, exercise, and proper amounts of rest.
You know, people just do not know what they do not know. You know, we could tell you all about many of these people that we've been able to help by just finding the cause using the six different interferences. You know, I treated one young teenage boy for allergies of food and other things, and the severe fatigue and his irritable bowel condition, that was sending him to the hospital every week for 5 weeks was ended. He was a changed person when I desensitized him from being allergic to his allergies. Now, I had another patient who had fatigue and abdominal pain for years that could not be determined why through an endoscopy and upper GI x-ray. The pain and the fatigue went away despite desensitizing her from her allergies. You know, I had another patient who had fatigue and a lot of difficulty digesting food, bloating, gas, and indigestion, the inability to lose weight without starving. She also had a gallbladder removed to help, which was done on an emergency basis. Now, the gallbladder removal solved some immediate problems, but actually created more problems. Now she had trouble digesting and assimilating fats. Why? The gallbladder was removed. The bile was not there when she needed it. Providing the nutrients to aid her digestion made a major difference on how she felt. The fatigue, the indigestion, the gas, the bloating went away, and she was able to lose weight without starving. You know, every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That is what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms, but they don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. Then there's the choice of removing your hand from the fire. That is what holistic healthcare does. It identifies and removes the source of the problem. With holistic medicine, we identify the cause or the causes of the problem. Whether the problem be toxins, allergies, nutritional, structural, or emotional stress, once we identify them, we remove them.
Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we're offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving Your Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We're also reserving, who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation. with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right, and you can get this CD and schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.